Well, we were waiting to do that already. We were dancing already.
We were.
Good afternoon. It's Friday afternoon on House Seats Presents Live with Rachel Duped across from me. And our lovely house, we have Ava out there and Andy. And producer Scott. It's a little, it's a quiet morning here. Quiet morning on a Friday. Hi. Hi, Scott. And it's a happy hour somewhere already.
Yes,
so
it is.
I think we need a little bit of a
cheers
sit before
that.
Your Glenfiddich.
Not gonna shoot
yes,
it this time.
We're gonna hold off on our shoots of the shots because it is just early in the weekend right now. It's only Friday.
It is.
And we have a busy weekend ahead of us. It's Memorial Weekend. You can already tell by the traffic in Vegas.
Yes.
Because
yes,
I got here in like 2 seconds ago. So, excuse me. So normally, I know Rachel's like, what's happening here?
Like, what's going on?
She just sees some stranger come in like 2 minutes before. Get as close to this person as you can. Well,
we
met one time. We met at our last show at Vinyl. Mm-hmm. We met, or not Vinyl.
No,
Brooklyn Bowl. New spot, new show. Yeah.
It was a good one.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we had the chance to meet there, but we saw each other before.
We have.
Because I saw you in doing my research for you. I saw you in the Wicked cast when they were touring here in Vegas at the Smith Center. They did a special Rocky Horror Picture Show.
They did, and it was awesome.
Over at the Tommy Wynn Theater.
Ah, there they are.
And it was so fun. We ended up getting a lot of things out of that show because it was for Broadway Cares.
Yeah.
And Golden Rainbow. And we, Eiler in our office, got a walk-on role of,
yes. I remember that.
He got the walk-on role at Wicked. Yeah. So we bid on that. And then we got the chance to see, I forgot her name last time and forget it this time. The girl who played Elphaba.
Emma Hutton.
Emma Hutton, thank you very much.
My Elphaba game is strong.
Oh, you are. Well, I think I once followed her on Instagram too. So we got to go see her get greenified at the show as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, that was really awesome. I mean,
they rehearsed us backstage.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh my God.
Well, and the cast was insane. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It was so much fun. And so we're actually doing that. We're doing that as another set list for House Seats in October. So
you might not,
dates
you
forthcoming.
Should let me sing on that.
Well, I think you already proved your, you know, proved that you can do that. So normally at the beginning of the show, we do a weekend roundup, but since we haven't really had a weekend yet, we're going to kind of do the weekend forward or the weekend
forward.
Preview. I get, well, thank you, Scott, for weekend preview, of what we're doing. And I wanted to start with a couple things because there is, there's a lot upcoming in Vegas right now. I mean, it's just, you know, Memorial Day is kind of the kickoff for summer. And there are many, many, many summer concerts coming up here. And I wanted to get your take because one of the things we love to do is go to shows and concerts. And what are you most looking forward to as far as summer concerts that you've heard here in Vegas or out of town? There's so many things. You know, Barbara Streisand announced at T-Mobile Arena in August.
Right.
You have so many things coming up, you know. Who do you follow in the circuit of the concerts?
Well, honestly, for this summer, I want to go to Life is Beautiful because I've never been before. So I'm really want to go do that. But I still feel like there's so many things in town I haven't seen yet because I'm still a baby.
Well, we have so many things. I mean, you've got J-Lo, which we still have to see. J-Lo.
I need to see Celine. But I have not seen Celine.
You have to see Celine. So she just did the Billboard Music Awards last week.
I watched
and
the video.
Brought the house down with her paying homage to her husband in the song "The Show Must Go On" and to her brother. But yeah, no, her show is amazing.
Oh, I need to see it.
It's beautiful. The Coliseum. Have you been in the Coliseum before?
No.
Or gorgeous showroom.
Problem.
Yeah, that showroom is beautiful. Makes you want to aspire to perform higher. Rachel Duped will have her name on the outside of one of those buildings.
Maybe.
This is how it goes. This is how life goes.
You start here. Next
you do.
Thing,
and there's so many theaters being built. They're building another one on top of Monte Carlo that's sort of like
really?
A, yeah, they're building another Coliseum-like showroom in there, which I've heard is Justin Timberlake's new home, apparently.
What?
You heard that here first? Ooh. I don't know if I'm right, if I'm wrong. John Katz can correct me. Somebody watching can correct me. If I gave away the, I guess they're renaming the Monte Carlo too.
I did hear that.
And they're going to do some sort of, you know, revamping of that area right there. Mm. So to make it even more traffic, which is where stuck on before I got here. So, all right. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to Barbra Streisand. So the weekend ahead. So we're trying to get to, and I'll report on this later, but we're trying to get to a Hollywood Bowl show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So if all goes well, I'll be out of town for the weekend. I love you, Vegas, but I'm going to leave you for the weekend of Memorial Day. And then there's, so I'm going to see, it's kind of a producer show.
Mm-hmm.
It's an EDM artist, Above and Beyond. And they're actually music producers and they're doing their music to full orchestra. So it's an acoustic set at the Hollywood Bowl. I've only been to the Hollywood Bowl once in my life and I don't really remember even who I saw. So I'm excited to go.
Clearly,
I
think
I
was really young. Memorable.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably was dragged there as a kid and I didn't want to go, but I really want to go now. So, and the weekend is full of many things in this town. Mm-hmm. You've got I Love the 90s. Coming up here at Mandalay Bay, you know, Tone Loc, Young MC, you know, Bust a Move, and Tony Tone. Did you say Tony Tone or Tony?
I don't know.
And yeah, and you got Salt and Pepper.
So Salt and Pepper's here.
And Rob Bass. That's going to be a wild show. Yeah. That's at Mandalay Bay this weekend. And we still have our wonderful House Seats 2-for-1 running right now. So if you want to join and see all this great entertainment right now, I'm going to get a little plug for House Seats before we start.
Of course.
Go on houseseats.com right now. 2-for-1 memberships for the year running through March, May 31st. You wouldn't get it if it was in March.
Nope.
So do it now. So Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel Oh, you can go to her website to find out more about Rachel Doot. But in the meantime, you are a new transplant to Vegas as of 2.5 years ago.
That'll be two and a half years in July.
And so did you move here for the show or did you move here for another purpose?
I actually moved here after doing ships for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I kind of reached out to my friends. We're like, well, where's a good city to kind of move back onto land? But it has the same kind of thing.
The boat didn't dock here at Lake
Mead,
right? Okay, gotcha.
So I had a couple of friends that were like, hey, you should come and audition. There's a lot of shows here. And so I just kind of picked up and moved to the other side of the country with no job. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
And from where were you before you landed on the cruise ship?
I am originally from Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're a Pennsylvania gal. Uh-huh.
Steelers and Penguins.
There you go. I don't know anything about that.
It's okay.
I think that's football.
football and hockey.
Okay, good. I got one right.
You did.
The other
one
I was like, I don't know where you're going with that.
You can't be from Pittsburgh and not be a sports fan.
Yeah, let's just say I'm not looking forward to... Well, it's fine that T-Mobile Arena is going to do some hockey, but I really don't care.
It's the traffic.
It's the traffic. I don't care about that corner. It's stuck. Yeah. So Pittsburgh to a boat.
To a boat. Uh-huh. And then I moved here and auditioned for God knows everything that had a singer in it.
Gotcha.
Things that I'm totally wrong for. I went in for Jubilee. Come on. Come on. You
know, they had singers in the show.
I'm 2.5
That's all right. They have vocalists.
Well, the first thing they do when you walk into that audition is measure you, your height. And they went,
I've had a few Jubilee dancers on here who were talking about that audition process. It's pretty fierce, even if you get past the height mark, you know.
They were nice enough to let me still sing anyway.
Oh, they were.
They were. They were nice enough.
Nice.
They were like, you know, in case we have a baby Jubilee version someday.
Like you could play like before they got in the show. Like this is young
preteen
Rachel before she became Rachel. Yeah, that'd be fun. You play somebody's understudy, literally understudy.
Literally.
Sorry, that wasn't very nice. Ba-dum-bum. You know, I worked for Blue Man Group for a short time, and there was the height requirement in the show, and it's very sad when you got a really good drummer coming in but they just all have to be sort of uniform height. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's this business.
But see, but that is the business you came into. You came into the business of auditioning. And we talk about that on the show is that, you know, you guys come here and you move here with the passion and that leads you to the job that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
And that's, is that sort of how it happened for you?
Yeah, it was.
How many auditions did you have?
Oh, God. In the city or for $1 million in particular?
Well, in the city before you came to that. What'd you say?
Probably, you know, maybe a dozen, you know.
Okay.
But I was also, I would drive down to LA sometimes and do auditions. And I actually left, like I had been in the city for like maybe 9 months. And then I left and did some summer stock back on the East Coast. Uh-huh. And then right after I came back from that was when I had my Million Dollar Quartet audition.
Okay.
And the rest is history.
And so what was that audition process like there? Because the show had already been open at Harrah's?
It had. Yeah. They had been open for about a year and a half when I auditioned.
Okay.
And I joined right before their 2-year spot there.
Got a little Johnny Cash.
Some Johnny Cash going on. I love it.
Feel free to dance on a Friday. It's okay.
Johnny would not be dancing.
He'd just stand there and be
dramatic.
Maybe it's like a bounce up and down, but that's about it, yeah.
But yeah, so I actually had not seen the show. I saw it like the Tony's performance like years ago. And I went in and they had me sing the two songs that I sing in the show.
Okay.
And at the end of it, I was like, yeah, that was pretty good, whatever. And then, like,
that's a good feeling to walk out that way.
Most of the time when you audition for things, you're like, oh,
you're like, I didn't get that.
No, I didn't book that. But at the end of my audition, I was like, eh, that's okay. And they were like, well, what is your, like, favorite song to sing, like, ever?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, I probably should have said something from, like, the era, but didn't think about that at the time. So I was like, Tina Turner, River Deep, Mountain High.
Get out of here.
Because that is my favorite song to sing. I sing it all the time.
Scott might cue that up later on for us. Because I think favorite. We might be able to do the choreography at the end of the show. I think that's going to happen at the end of the show.
It should. But, and all of a sudden, just the accompanist was like, started the song. And we did the entire song.
Wow.
Just.
There you go.
Yes, Tina. But it was, and at the end of that, I walked out of that room and I was like, I don't even care if I booked that because that was the most fun audition I've ever
had
in my life.
That's awesome.
It was such a blast.
That's a surrender. You're like, I don't care. I give it off to the universe to do what it will with this. And you had fun with it.
I had so much fun. And that's kind of been my whole journey with them is always just being with around those guys every night.
Yeah.
They're stupidly talented, but they're also like goofballs and they're weirdos and I love them.
And you, what is your character's name in the show?
Who do
you
portray? Diane.
You are Diane.
I'm Elvis's girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You're a Diane in a long stream of Dianes.
Well, she is based on a real person.
Exactly. Yes. Uh-huh.
And her name was Marilyn, actually. Okay. And in the show, they have her written as a singer, but she was actually a dancer in Vegas that he met. And they actually, this is hilarious, they met in like the employee dining room, essentially, at one of the casinos. Uh-huh. And I was like, we never see famous people in our employee dining room.
No. You don't even barely see anybody in there. You're like, I'm not going in there.
You're like,
I will skip that food. Today's special is tuna fish. Go with that.
Is it really tuna?
I don't know.
Is it really fish?
What is it?
You don't know.
Yeah, I've eaten in many of the Luxor dining rooms before when we had the Blue Man Group there. And if you got past the smell, I'm sorry, the Luxor. If you got past the smell of the downstairs basement area on your way to an appealing meal, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Usually consisted of chicken fingers or the salad bar.
Oh, the worst day in there is definitely the Pacific Rim Day. I don't even know why they call it Pacific Rim Day, but it's like...
I don't even want to go there.
Let's just say it's one of those days that you walk through and you go, I'm going to have an apple.
I'm going to just take this banana home. I'm not interested in the rimming at the... Mm-hmm. No rimming allowed. We can say anything on a show. That sounded like the start of like... That sounded like the start of Cabaret.
Oh, musical theater, yes.
You should play Sally Bowles sometimes.
Ooh, that would be fun.
From Pacific Rim to Sally Bowles. Did I say
transition.
Sally Bowles or Sally Bowles? Sally Bowles.
Bowles?
Sally Bowles. So you've been in town long enough that now, aside from the show, which we'll get back to in a second, you get a chance to play in some of these other things happening in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You get to lend your talents to, say, coming up on our show, like a set list show, or Monday's Dark, which I just saw you at. I just went to my first Monday's Dark last Monday.
That was your first
It was
one?
My first Monday's Dark. Because Mondays are usually my one day, besides doing the show on Monday, that I actually have dark, that I'm actually off, you know, from everything in my life. So I take Monday to myself. It was so much fun.
It's so much fun.
You guys literally, we were talking about this last week. You had Savannah Smith in there coming in her clothes from the Tropicana.
Yep. On her break.
On her break. I don't know how she did not cross the same street I did to get here today to go and do Monday's Dark and then go right back to her show.
Yeah. We had a double show.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We came straight
you
over. Came,
you did too.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys did too. Cause he was all dressed as Elvis.
Well, that's just Justin.
That's just him anyway.
Love you.
Oh, well. He has good hair.
He does.
And a lot of it. I'm jealous. Because every time I turn my head, you all see the bald spot in my back. I discovered that and watching the show, I was like, oh, every time I turn to look at the monitor.
You're like, no, can't look over there
Hair
anymore.
Club for men. I'm going to join. Maybe the shot will help a little bit. Here, let's have another little shot.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to you. I know. That's
mornings.
Good. Mornings. You know, they do, you know, what is her name? Hoda and Kathy Lee, they drink all the time.
They just put it in the coffee cup.
And it's like 7 a.m. there at 6 a.m. Now, who is this over here? Is this a Vegas production?
Oh, my God. No, this is not.
This is not a Vegas production.
This is when I was in college, actually. It was the most random character I've ever played. I was the snail.
Okay. I was wondering about the pants, you know.
And you can't see it, but I had a giant, like, backpack that was, like, a foot off my back that looked like a snail shell.
Gotcha.
And
did you move very slowly in the show?
I did. Okay. And oh my God, it was the punniest show ever.
Are those mushrooms in the back?
They are. Because we're supposed to be tiny animals and insects and stuff. Literally, one of my lines was, I put the go in escargot. Like, come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Who was that written by? Student Productions. We've all been in them before.
It's been on Broadway.
It's okay. There you go.
Did it win for best book?
Probably not. If you have a dream, you can take it there. You know, I was in a show one time back in Seattle, and I was in a Jack and the Beanstalk show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember what I played, but I remember I had this paper mache hat. And it's, you know how paper mache has that smell? The whole show, I'm trying to do this, and I'm like, all I can smell is this wet paper mache thing in my head. And I'm like, I'm going to, in any moment. I don't even remember. It was a nice show. Whoever you are that produced
Thank you.
I don't remember. It was fun. It was
Appreciate
fun.
My job.
Thanks. It was fun. Is this some sort of cabaret show you were in?
This is actually one of my cruise ship shows. Funny enough, this was the Vegas section of the show.
Sure, sure. So, I can tell by the boas and the
right,
lighting.
Right, boas. Yeah.
And it was half like, naked people.
Yeah, it was like cracked out showgirls, but we did like, what did we do? We did Everybody's a Winner, Big Spender, and then Viva Las Vegas.
Of course. And what cruise line was this for you did?
This was Carnival.
And
I
where
like
did
to
you
make fun of Carnival, but I love it.
And you sailed where mostly when you're here?
I did the Caribbean for most of my contracts.
Nice.
And it's so funny because I'm always like, oh, Cozumel. And people are like, shut up. But when you do 2 years of docking in the same places, it gets a little boring.
There's jewelry shops and crazy beaches and bars and Cozumel when you get out there. We took a cruise recently and that was where it was.
Did you do the one out of LA?
Well, I've done that before.
I was on that one back in the day.
We went to the Jamaica, Cozumel, and Grand Cayman.
Grand Cayman was nice.
That was pretty. Grand Cayman was pretty.
We missed that one a lot, though, because you got the little baby tender boats you have to do.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we had to do that. Yeah, everyone had to. I thought for some reason we were having an emergency.
You're like, is this a lifeboat trip?
Yeah, because we got up late that day, and I was like, what are we doing here? And so they're getting us on these fancy little boats, and they go across, and what's happening now? Because the boat's too big to
dock all the way in.
We had a big boat. It was a big, Norwegian cruise lines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. We have, every guest we have on here generally is either met a spouse or something's happened on a cruise ship. It happened to you?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my God. Is that what the rock
Husband.
That you got? Hold that up again.
Oh.
Oh, my. Right up
you
close
did good.
To the camera.
You did good. Ooh.
You know, if I had a ring like that, I'd pick my nose all day because I'd be like, hey. This is mine right
let
now.
Me
yeah.
fix my hair.
Let me do a little something. Let me fix my face. That's a nice rock.
Yeah, he did good.
He didn't get that in Cozumel.
No.
He got that online.
Actually, I only got this in December. We waited to get a ring until I could get the one that we wanted. So
nice. So you are now married. That is not engagement. That is marriage.
This is marriage.
You have finalized the transaction. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have my own personal Transylvanian that is, you know, I got my own pocket vampire. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is not
in the business with you. What does he do?
He is a poker dealer, actually.
Oh, he's in the business.
Well,
that was one of the things when we
decided to, you know, move here. We were like, okay, well, where can you sing and that I can deal poker or something like that? And hello.
Vegas.
Here we are.
This was the natural spot for you.
Pretty much. But like yeah, that. Met
does
him
he
on the
work?
Ship.
Does he work and share the same employee dining room you do?
No, unfortunately, he does not.
He has a classier place. They do lobster instead
he's
of Pacific
over at the
Rim.
Venetian.
Oh, then he has a way better.
He does
way, way better employee dining room over
well,
there.
Well, he was at the Aria for a hot minute, and that they're fancy.
They're fancy. Well, you get a lot. I think a lot of it. You get the leftovers from the big parties.
Yeah.
I think that's happened before. The leftover cream puffs.
But sometimes those are like the good days where you're like, oh, leftover sandwiches. Well, they were good enough for the public 12 hours
That's
ago.
Right. It's not Pacific Rimming there. It's real
no rimming
stuff.
Today.
No rimming today. I get the real stuff. I don't even know what the tagline for our show is going to be that he's going to post.
Rimming.
Rim jobs and
rimming
rim
in Las
jobs
Vegas.
And employee dining rooms.
Woo.
Go with that. And now he's going with that, as he said in our little ear here. It's so terrible. So you were also recently in a show that we saw at the Tommy Wynn Theater.
Oh, yeah.
The Wicked show we were talking about that they did and raised money for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS for Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep.
So that cast, and most of the people were from Wicked.
Yeah. There's six of us, I think, that were local.
That's so awesome. Because the show, that was Frankenfurter right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they're making a movie of this. Again, another one.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well, who's replacing the Tim Curry?
Yeah, from Orange is the New Black.
Well, Laverne Cox.
Yeah.
Oh, she's playing the... Right.
I mean, it'll be good. I don't like when they remake boobies. That's true.
You know, she actually really has good boobies because she has a nice low voice. That comes from years of singing that way. but the show was awesome, and yeah. I think that the Tommy Wynn Theater was a great space to do it, but I think that show particularly, you know, it has a nice revival in a lot of cities.
Mm-hmm, it does.
When I lived in Seattle, you could go see it on random weekends, yeah. And everybody wanted to go because they shout out.
Yeah.
It's a very interactive thing. And we don't often have that. In fact, there was a time back
people
in the
like
day.
To shout out.
No. There was a time, actually, remember, back in the day, and Scott might remember this, there was a place on Spring Mountain, near your house, obviously. Mm-hmm. Spring Mountain, not giving away her address. Spring Mountain and Jones. There was a place that was in there for a long time that had little, like, one-off nights. And they used to do a Rocky Horror night up
so
there.
Much fun.
And then they did it at the old, which is now a Goodwill, on Torrey Pines and Sahara. There was a theater there.
Wow.
There was a dollar movie theater there. And they used to do Rocky Horror Friday nights.
That's awesome.
So maybe we won't just do it in October. Maybe we'll do it random select nights. Randomly throughout, you know, first Friday. I'm giving away too much. And it's only May. It's not even June yet. I'm giving away so many things. We do have upcoming shows coming. We do have a June 23rd revival of Slippery When Wet.
I'm bringing my castmates.
Thank you. It's on a Thursday night at the House of Blues, which is good. And we're reviving the cast. We had Brandon Nix, you know Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Becca Cody, who was just here last week, who's getting married. Yay for Becca.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a nice rock, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're reviving that on the 23rd at the House of Blues. And then we're doing Van Halen.
We are.
She knows.
I know
I
these
love
things.
This. Rachel, she's on Super Van Halen.
I'm going to be on Brandon's team.
You know... If you're going to be on Brandon's team, that means you sing almost every song.
Uh-oh.
Every title track.
Well, it's an epic album.
It is, no.
So.
Here we go.
Ooh.
I didn't know this was going to be all dancing today. I know, I'm like, we're not doing as much talking, we're doing dancing.
It's going to be good.
Did I just touch myself?
A little bit.
This is a touch myself. And we're going to sing for you. We're going to do it. I think we're actually going to close out the show later with you and I doing... Tina Turner.
Oh, God.
River Deep Mountain High.
This is a little
High.
Early for Mama to be
Are you
singing.
Sure you can't do the little arms up in the air? Da, da, da.
Oh. I can try. We'll see.
Van Halen and 1984.
It's going to be good.
That is July 9th. 8th. It's a Friday night. I know. I'm bad with dates.
9th?
8th. And that's a Friday night at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good.
Right around the corner.
There's many meetings. And also Golden Rainbow coming. We're going to give a plug and shout out to Golden Rainbow, too, for Ribbon of Life. That's on June 12th upcoming. So, yeah. So are you going to be... So aside from... Now, we're going to get back to the show.
Okay.
We're going to get back to Million Dollar Quartet. Because I saw that show, and it was at the Smith Center. It was a traveling show they did at the Smith Center. And I was so happy that they brought it to Vegas to play. Because obviously... So if you tell people sort of the story of Million Dollar Quartet and a quartet that would exist and that would be a would-be show. Give me the story through line for those watching who have never seen the show before.
Sure. Well, basically, Million Dollar Quartet is following the night that Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins all happened to be at Sun Records all at one time.
Right.
And it's actually based on a real event that did happen.
Yeah.
And they have the recordings of it, and they kind of took some things from that, took some, you know, liberties with, hey, this is a popular Johnny Cash song. Let's toss it in there. But basically, each of the artists comes through, and they're reminiscing about, like, their start at Sun and, you know, where they are now. Because at that point, actually, Elvis had moved on to... Now I can't think of which one it is. Capitol Records? No, RCA.
Okay.
RCA.
Okay, gotcha.
See, I'm remembering my
lines. You're good.
It's fine. It's the Glenn
Fiddich. It's all right, though. I was going to say, I'll blame it on the alcohol.
And I told you, I picked this because we have it in the show.
Because you speak about it.
We don't actually drink real alcohol, but
we're not really drinking either.
No, it's fake.
It's fake.
But yeah, it's a rock and roll concert mixed with storyline, and it is the perfect balance of like... what you need in Vegas, I think. Because, you know, there's so many review shows.
Right.
And there's so many, you know, things that you just go see tribute artists.
Right.
But this is
right.
one of those things where it it's sort of a hybrid of both, you know? Like, our Elvis is definitely, he's like one of the best Elvis tribute artists in the last 10 years. Yeah. But you also get to see him, you know, be an actor too. Yeah, and they all play, which is amazing.
Right. Because your Jerry Lee Lewis character is
Martin Kay.
And he really plays.
He does. Yeah, he really plays. He does. And he's a killer piano player.
It's a knock your socks off kind of thing. Yeah. My dad, and we were lucky enough when we saw that show, we were sitting in a box and we're dead on from the stage. Mm-hmm. And my dad, the whole time, did not care who was around him. He gets up, he was cheering, he was clapping, he was part of the show. I mean, this was his era. He saw a lot of these artists originally because they moved here when they were teenagers, my parents. Mm-hmm. And he saw a lot of these artists here in Vegas. And he still goes and sees a lot of these people now that are around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who do we have left? Jerry Lee, and that's it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Well, I mean, and then you go to the realm of like, he'll go see like Neil Sedaka's and he'll see a lot of those people perform here because they still come to the Orleans and, you know, the other showrooms in town that play. But it's a very interactive show that way.
Oh, yeah. We have people that get up and start singing and dancing along like on the nightly, and then they're like, wait, people are talking now, hang on.
Yeah, they have to slow down. When we had Beck on last week and talk Rock of Ages, it's the same, interactive.
Yeah.
You know, people want to be responsive to that music in a way that's totally different than, you know, we took him to Mamma Mia, and Mamma Mia was a good story, but, you know, you really want to get up and sing that music of the era that sing along all the time in these shows where they identify completely, you know, almost like it's a concert.
Oh, yeah.
And it pretty much is.
They're
channeling that, and their talent really is there. Jersey Boys, very much the same in some of the songs that they bring out there. People are reminiscent and very nostalgic in the, and you know, it made us even talk about what is the shows that we do later on that celebrates the music that we grow up with.
That's true.
You know, I don't know that I necessarily would go to a Britney Spears tribute show.
No, I don't think I would either.
And stand up and dance and sing. Well, her own show, if you... We love you, Britney. Lifetime Achievement Award last week.
That's true.
At 30 years old. Yeah, go with that. Who are we going to celebrate in that sense? What are we going to have that? I guess we're doing that with the I Love the 90s coming here with the, you know.
Well, that was one of the fun things about doing.
I'm on a rock right now. Yes. Just came to me.
With like even this past month's Monday's Dark, the whole theme was new, old school, So we were
Alicia Keys,
Meghan Trainor, Adele, Amy Winehouse, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what will actually stand the test of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if we continue to do more original productions here, I mean, House Seats were charged, and Andy over there is charged with really doing, you know, the set list series, which really celebrates great albums and brings people together in that way where you hear the music really from the raw talent, you know, rather than trying to make it a tribute show or a cover band of sorts. You're really wanting to be a part of the show. And I think Million Dollar Quartet does that very well with the way it celebrates each individual artist as they are. Because, you know, we had and still have a great number of Elvis-like shows and tribute shows and impersonator shows. Mm-hmm. This is not that kind of show.
This is
a true talent. It's not a Johnny Cash tribute show. It's not
them as the people.
Yeah, it's not Great Balls of Fire. It's something that people can go, wow, I can't even only imagine if they had as strong a voice as you folks do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, you know, got into a lot of trouble.
They did.
Mm-hmm. And there you go, Million Dollar Quartet. That plays how many nights a week here in Las Vegas?
It plays six nights a week.
Dark on Saturdays. So,
but you never know because we've got all
just
the
just one show a night.
We got single shows on Tuesday through Friday and doubles on Sunday and Monday.
Gotcha. Okay.
But honestly, the boys are always so busy. You never know where you're going to see them. That's one of the things I like so much about being here in Vegas is that by having a consistent job where you can perform, you can also work on your own stuff.
Yep.
So like Martin, he's got his Odd Sock show. I'm actually working on one of my own myself.
Oh, of course.
I am.
And there's a really awesome number of venues that you can produce these at, or you can collaborate with other people to get it, to come to life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's fun. I'm working with Jerry Jones, who worked with Ann Martinez and
Ann and her
and
Alice.
Them.
I mean,
so
we saw that show. We've seen the progression from vinyl to where she's at Brooklyn Bowl now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity. So we're glad you came from Pittsburgh, landed in Vegas among the traffic and the craziness, but you brought your talents here and you're staying here. So
for the time
and you're married here. I love
I'm married here.
So cheers to you.
Cheers to
Thank you
sir.
So much
Thanks
for coming
for
by.
Me.
We'll have you again. Woo. To Rachel. Have a wonderful Memorial weekend. See you soon.